Now let's consider an overview of the highly controversial question, did British rule actually help India? For sure, the legacy of the British past remains in India today. You see it in many features of the country, most notably the widespread use of the English language. But overall, how did this shape India's development? One problem is simply that counterfactuals are tricky. So if we're trying to estimate the British impact on India, we have to ask, compared to what? Compared to the British never having had any dealings with India? Compared to another country, say the Dutch, having colonized India? Or compared to the British having traded with India but never having conquered it? You're going to get very different answers depending on which question you ask. Let's start by looking at the downside of British involvement in India. And a lot of this has to do with falling or stagnant living standards. So if you think of the British as having first conquered India in the middle of the 18th century and then assuming formal rule in the middle of the 19th century, well, over that period of time, India per capita GDP for quite some while is basically sloping downwards. The British are not the only reason for this trend, but obviously, in these regards, it's hard to call British rule an obvious success. If you look at the real wages of unskilled Indian labor, again, it's not such a pretty picture. Indian economic growth did pick up in the very late 19th century and also the early 20th century under British rule. But still, it's not clear how much typical Indians benefited from this. And to see that, let's look at real yearly agricultural wages. So if we start in, say, 1810, that wage is measured at about 35 rupees, and that's evaluating the wage in terms of 1870 prices. If we go all the way forward to 1946, quite a ways later, well, the real yearly agricultural wage in India, it's only 31 rupees. It's actually gone down a little bit. And you might ask, what about the 20s and 30s? Well, most of those years still show there's a common problem that the real yearly agricultural wage is most of the time not above 35 rupees, even though this is well over a century later. Once we cross into independence, however, it's a brighter picture, and by 1968, the real yearly agricultural wage has by then gone up to 42 rupees. That's a sign of some improvement. It's also interesting to compare within British India areas which were ruled directly by the British versus the territories and principalities under indirect rule. There's been a study of this done by Lakshmi Iyer, and overall the results are somewhat negative towards British rule. And she found here, quote, areas which experience direct rule have significantly lower levels of access to schools, health centers, and roads in the post-colonial period. You can read more about that in this paper. Overall, there's simply no way around the fact that Indian economic growth has been significantly higher post-independence. If you had to sum up the problems with British rule in a sentence or a few simple words, I would simply say too few public goods were produced, that a lot of governmental expenditure was directed toward rule or the military, and areas like education, India remains relatively backwards during the period of British colonial rule. Now let's look at the positive side of British colonial rule, and a lot of this stems from the notion of spillovers, in general coming from science, technology, engineering, and also institutions. For instance, it's the British who introduce the stationary steam engine to India, which becomes an important source of power. It hardly stops there. A lot of significant methods of transportation came from British influence or Western technology. The telegraph eased communications, and that's especially important in a country as large as India. A good deal of science and medicine come from British rule or come from the West. Again, though, we need to be careful with our counterfactual, because keep in mind, India still would have received a lot of these benefits simply from trading with the West, even if they hadn't been formally ruled by the British. A more direct British contribution had to do with the system of railways which crisscrossed India, and do see our separate video on that topic. At least as important as the railways were the irrigation canals of the late 19th century. Areas such as Punjab, for instance, went from being very dry to being able to support a lot more agriculture. The British also had significant contributions when it comes to the general notion of institutions. We've already mentioned the English language, but the idea of having top-flight universities was very much influenced by the British, and the British helped set up a few of them in India. The Indian courts and legal system were very much influenced by the British and by the common law tradition, although this one can be argued either way, because it's not obvious that over time India has in fact developed an effective legal system. It can be argued that the British tradition in some ways gave India too much law and too much bureaucracy and too much regulation before the Indian economy really was ready to handle that. The democratic tradition in India also stems in part, but only in part, from British influence. And finally, don't forget just a lot of ordinary everyday culture, such as the sport of cricket. It's hard to sum all this up in terms of firm conclusions. We can see from British rule there have been some big pluses. We also see there have been a lot of big minuses, including subpar economic performance for long periods of time. What seems to be the case is that a lot of the pluses were very much longer term and infrastructure, or maybe in some ways preparing India to be more successful once India was independent. But under British rule itself, even the big pluses very often did not pay off in terms of higher Indian standards of living for typical individuals. So to go back to our original question, how beneficial was British rule for India? Perhaps this is ultimately not a scientific question. We can look at different aspects of the problem, but likely we're not going to come up with a definitive answer as to just how good or how bad British rule has been. There's, of course, much, much more you could read on this topic, and really just anything you're reading about India is in some ways covering this topic. And, of course, see the other videos of this section. But if you had to pick one place to start, I would recommend the writings of Roy, and in particular his very fine book called The Economic History of India.